Heyo, welcome in. We just lost Shane. We had him, we lost him. Welcome in, latest episode, That SEC Podcast. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can see me. Basically had to unplug everything and take it into the studio in downtown Nashville. Just reassembled it and firing up an hour early. So we're just hoping you can see us, hoping you can hear us.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, buddy, I got you now. I was just kidding before when I said I couldn't hear you.
Okay, all right.
How was your time in Nashville? tell the cousins.
It was great. Absolutely great. We had wonderful, wonderful interviews. I had wonderful food, man. It's like sometimes you forget what kind of rural town you live in until you go to Nashville, Tennessee, and you're just like, oh, within, I would say, a quarter mile, there are more restaurants than there are in my entire county combined. So it was pretty damn wild, but we had an absolute blast. The tournament, hey, Woo Pig, baby, come on. They're crowning the SEC championship, and of course, we're getting ready for the big tournament tonight. We're going to find out some seating, but I had an absolute blast with you, Mike. I wish all the cousins could experience it. It's just so fun. That's one thing, like, we're downtown by Bridgestone, and they had this, like, outdoor park area, and I was like, you know, it would be so damn cool if they would, like, maybe like the season, I don't know, kick off the season and have multiple giant screens like that, have all the cousins down there. I mean, wouldn't that be awesome? Just to drink cold beer and watch football all day long. Maybe have a barbecue pit. Maybe we should just set something up like at ourselves, man.
Yeah. But yeah. I love it. You know, we're family.
Yeah.
And hey, come hang out. Got this epic tournament. How was it? And Shane says, they got a lot of good food down there.
Yeah.
To hell with family. To hell with the basketball.
No, the basketball's great.
And
yeah.
Even funnier, I took Shane to a place to go eat. Well, for me, it was breakfast, but for him, it was probably lunch. I don't eat till about noon. And he heard him there. More restaurants in one block than he gets in his entire town there.
Yeah.
He said, can we come back here tomorrow? You know, like, to hell with trying new stuff. We found one that Shane likes. We're just going to keep going.
Well, I do worry a little bit, man, because, you know, you try, like, extreme food, you know? Like, I would imagine, and I'm not calling you out, but I would imagine there's been a few, you know, vegetarian places, right, that you've gone to. Probably have no meat or anything
I've
like that.
I've never been to one of those.
Well, I was just afraid that's what was going to happen if we just kept experimenting different restaurants. So as soon as we landed at that first one, I saw how much they had on the menu. I was like, we've got to come back to this place. It's kind of wild drinking cappuccino and eating tacos, but it did work out somehow.
Well, it certainly worked out for the Razorbacks, didn't it, Shane?
Yeah, did it?
Man, the story going into the SEC tournament was nothing but Florida's going to dominate. Florida's going to whoop everybody's ass. And then shout out Vanderbilt for pulling the upset. And they got it done. Of course, Arkansas got it done in the finale there, but man, the championship game was awesome too. I'm watching the breakdown as we go through it here, but with Vanderbilt, Miles, and Arkansas Acuff, I mean, going back and forth. I mean, those are two hopefully stars in the NBA. They look like two of the best players I've seen all year.
Just great games, man. Just great games, great players. I was going back and forth. You know, like once Tennessee got knocked out. You know how we all do. Like, well, at least we get rest, you know, for the big tournament. And Bucky Ball, that was out pretty early, you know. And then you're like, well, you know, what about this Ole Miss thing? Knocking off Bama, didn't see that coming. It's like, then you're like low-key pulling for those guys, you know. Everybody likes the underdog. And then Vanderbilt, it was just, I mean, I could have made the argument Vanderbilt should have won the whole damn thing. You know, it was just, that's just what I feel like is going to happen into this tournament. You know, we always in our minds have it figured out. Like Arkansas fans are like, shit, we're winning it all. Florida Gators are like, hey, hold on. We had one bad day. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I feel like you can't make any more mistakes moving forward. And we're about to have some wildness here in a few days.
Well, they've already announced, Shane, the entire East region of the bracket. So a quarter of the bracket's in.
Mm-hmm.
Not a damn SEC team among them. How can that be? Out of the East region, I guess they want, man, they'll do anything to screw over the SEC. You know, I mean, I'm sure they'll dominate the South bracket, but you would think the East as well. What they're probably going to do is put them all in the damn West make these great fans travel.
I don't understand that. I'm trying to keep up here. So we've got no teams in the, I mean, Southeastern Conference, right?
Yeah.
No teams in the East. That's crazy to me.
They got Duke number one, number two, UConn, three, Michigan State, four, Kansas, five, St. John's, six, Louisville, seven, UCLA, Nico, number eight, Ohio State, nine, TCU, 10, Central Florida, 11, South Florida, 12, Northern Iowa, a couple of Floridas, but not the right Florida, Cal Baptist, 13, whoever the hell that is, North Dakota State, what? I thought they only played football, 14. 15, Furman, cupcake school that we all play, it seems like, in the SEC. And then Siena. Ooh. Is that a crayon? I don't know. But that's the East region here. So I can only assume, Shane, the rest of the bracket will be chopped full of SEC teams.
These tournaments were a lot cooler when there was no airplanes, right? A lot cooler. We did everything local, but not doing that anymore. We're going to be flying all over the country to see our teams play, but I think we travel well and we're okay with it, Mike. You know, it's kind of funny. Side note, did you see snow at USC baseball game? It's like, golly, they were making a joke. The Big Ten, Southern California is dealing with snow at a baseball game.
Hey, did it make you feel any better about Tennessee losing that now that Vanderbilt knocked off Florida and made advance all the way to the finals?
Yeah, don't we do that, right? You know, it's like, well, at least we lost to the team that was representing the other side of the national champion or the SEC championship. So I don't know. I feel like there's a few upset. I mean, and rightfully so, man. You mentioned Tennessee. I just feel like there's that let down floating around them, you know, Florida fans. I honestly, if you could have polled all the people that were walking into that building, Bridgestone, I feel like 90% of them saying, hey, Florida's the team to beat, right? Florida's going to be the one that's going to give us. And then you're seeing after the tournament, you're seeing teams like Auburn say, hey, look who we played, right? We weren't afraid to schedule some of these tough teams. And so we shouldn't be left out because of it. You can't let Siena in, you know? So
the damn crayons. Yeah, okay, they're doing the West right now.
That's a van, ain't it? I thought it was a van.
They got Arizona's the number one in the West.
Yeah.
We still don't have an SEC yet. Well, as soon as we know, we'll let you know. But, man, I don't even know if the SEC is going to get in here.
Unbelievable. Un-freaking-believable. I'm trying to get it pulled up here. You know what? I'm just going to let you tell me how it goes.
Let's tease some of the interviews that we've had.
Yeah.
Which one was, did you have a favorite or anything?
Well, I don't, it's like picking your favorite kid, you know, we had a lot of awesome interviews.
Or standout questions or answers.
Well, I think, one of the big ones for me was obviously Josh Pate. You know, if we gave him the keys, you know, he talks about being a commissioner of college football. We give him that opportunity, that platform, to let us know exactly what he would do. And I thought that was a pretty good one. Of course, Billy's like, what I like about Billy is it's like, we could be interviewing or we could be eating tacos, right? It doesn't matter. It's the same. He's the same guy throughout the entire process. And so it's always good to catch up with him. And then of course, Ty, I would have loved to have seen Ty again just after, you know, because he needed a little optimism in his life, you know, a little goodness. And I feel like winning an SEC title is some goodness there. So,
well, he's got some more goodness, Shane, because Arkansas just revealed number four seed out of the West. So Arkansas, the first team, they're obligated to put the champions in. So, I mean, maybe that's why they're giving us some love there. But Arkansas, number four out of the West. Oh, and they just announced Texas. Texas made it, Shane. Mm. But they're in the what they call the first four. So it's going to be Texas versus NC State. And the winner will play BYU. Mm. So Texas is in, but not in the field of 64 just yet. They're just, hell, you'd rather be in than not, right? But Texas is going to have an opportunity to play their way in.
NC State still come in with the boom box and everything. They still doing that. That'd be kind of cool, right?
I think that's our old buddy Will Wade, who was at LSU. I think he's who now they're saying may go back to LSU, but right now he's the NC State coach.
Can you imagine Lane and Will Wade? What could go wrong, Mike? What could go wrong?
Oh, here we go. Shane Mizzou, number 10.
Yeah.
In the West, they're going to play Miami, number 7 Miami, in the opening round on Friday. So, okay. Mizzou, Miami, battle of M's over there.
I like it. I like it. Where are they playing that at?
St. Louis. So, St. it's Louis. A home game for Mizzou.
Yeah, come on now. No reason not to show up to that one.
Oh, how pissed would you be if you're Miami? You're 7, they're 10, and they get a home game. I love it.
Should have played better. Should have played better. We can't be in the East, neither can Miami. So that's what I say.
Oh, and then I don't know if you caught this, Shane. Number 15 is this team called Queens.
Yeah.
I literally never heard of it. But they were kind of, they made national news here last week because apparently, I believe it was an Auburn assistant coach was at the games, sitting in the stands watching the game.
Yeah.
Because apparently there's a guy on Queen's roster that they want to transfer to. But there's a portal's obviously not open, but he's just watching. You know, he's scouting them or whatever. But I didn't realize they were good enough to get into the tournament. But there they are. They're in there. So, hey, if nothing else, Auburn is in, I guess, because they're future players in here.
That's right. Well, Connor. What's the basketball version of Connor Stallions, you know, just up there critiquing. So
that's exactly right.
No, that's what we do these days, brother. What, I guess he was all in Auburn gear and everything. I mean, it had to be pretty obvious.
Well, that I don't know, but
yeah,
that would be hilarious if he was wearing his get up and everything.
Just a shirt. I'm just here to recruit, you know.
Oh, man, I like the way this sets up, though, for Mizzou. Now, if they win, they'd have to probably, unless Queens, which is unlikely, they'd have to play number 2 Purdue. But again, they'd get it in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge advantage to Missouri.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, they lucked out, brother. They lucked out. I mean, the cards are stacked in your favor right now. You got to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
What we got?
Okay, no, they're doing ads now.
But, commercial.
Hey, I told you, we're going to have a lot out west. So,
speaking of, if you're ever in Tennessee, be sure to swing by Tennessee Legend Distillery. Our cuz sent us a photo. Let me give him a shout out, Mike. I wish I had uploaded the photo. I should have done that. But I'm going to get a shout out to cousin Kevin Heflin for stopping in. He said, go Gators. Mentioned that he's a cousin, got a discount. I'm sure he got a bonus gift. He's probably 3 sheets of the wind right now because of Tennessee Legend Distillery and that bad loss they had in the tournament. But I tell you what, if you're in there, be sure to swing in. It's a great time, and there's plenty of souvenirs to take back home with you.
Yeah. Will he be? Do you think he's drinking because he's sad because Florida fell short, or do you think he's drinking because he's happy because they're probably about to go on another epic NCAA run?
Epic run, right? Yeah. That's what we all do. We're all about to go on a run. Forget that SEC. Arkansas is like, hey, it's a big deal. We're hanging the banner, but everybody else is like, yeah, it's just the SEC tournament.
Right, right. So he's buying that Tennessee Legend in anticipation of a good time.
Yeah. Come on now. Pop that cork.
All right, so again, in the West, Shane, we got Arkansas, the 4 seed.
Yes.
They're going to be playing Hawaii. Shout out the Flying Hawaiian, the 13 seed.
Mm-hmm.
We got Texas playing NC State in the play-in, and then if Texas wins and beats Will Wade, they'll play BYU.
Yeah.
We got Missouri playing Miami, and even though Missouri's the lower seed, they get a home game. So worked out pretty well for the Tigers. So we got multiple SEC teams out of the West region. I still can't believe they went a whole East region. No SEC. That's a bad job by the committee.
Yeah, that is. Do you think that's a bad sign though? Like, you think somebody's about to get left out here?
Well, I think what they're going to do is they loaded them up kind of in the West. They'll load them up in the South, and they'll load them up probably in the other one so that instead of spreading it out, knocks each other out. I mean, it's kind of bullshit if you ask me.
Yeah, they did this in the college football playoff. So Yeah. Why wouldn't they do it in the tournament? Speaking of, and Mike, if Cousins haven't already, be sure to check out the Discord channel. Hop on there, holler at us. A couple of cousins putting together some brackets. So you want to compete with SEC Mike, Cousin Shane? Well, come on over and be a part of the March Madness.
Hey, Derek's got an interesting question. Shout out, Cousin Derek. Are Auburn fans drinking because they're sad they missed the tournament or celebrating no more Hugh Freeze?
He's praying for you, Derek. Just remember that. Those mean comments of yours.
Do you want to see Auburn basketball get in or Miami of Ohio?
Oh, I want all SEC. I would love for every SEC team. When we get down to like the Final Four, I'd love for there to be three SEC teams.
No, you got to go Miami of Ohio. Miami of Ohio went undefeated, Shane, and Auburn, and they're. Did you see what Bruce? We haven't even talked about this. You see Bruce Pearl at the SEC tournament?
Mm-mm.
He's yelling and screaming, "Bullshit, refs!" He's screaming like a little league dad on the court, yelling. And meanwhile, you got to keep in mind two things, Shane. He's getting paid by Auburn to be the ambassador of the program. Good job, you know, being a good ambassador, screaming at the officials in the SEC tournament, and he gets paid by I don't know who, TBS or whatever, to be an analyst.
Yeah.
Which again, yeah, you're gonna root for your kid. I'm not saying he shouldn't root for his kid, but I don't think he should be paid as an analyst and screaming bullshit at the refs and trying to get all these. I mean, you can't have it both ways, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I wonder what Bruce Pearl's future is going to look like. You know, like there's a chance you know these people, right? That hit their prime, you know, but they just still got to be part of the scene. They still feel like they're. You know, usually it's with like music artists and stuff like that. And I just wonder because he's got a hot take just about on every coaching. I don't know if you saw what's his name getting extended there or keeping his job, but he had a comment on everything. So I'm just kind of curious how this swinging Bruce Pearl is going to be doing on the way out.
Is there any chance in hell that Stephen Pearl screws up so bad that Bruce Pearl comes back as the Auburn head coach?
Possibly, right? I mean,
that'd be wild, wouldn't it?
Let me ask you this. If it were the only way he could keep his job, would you know what I'm saying? Because they're going to, Steven, not making the tournament is not acceptable on the Plains, right?
Right. Yeah.
And if it got to a point where we're like, all right, we got to get rid of Steven, or we brought Dad back. And that keeps Steven on there. I could definitely see it. So I would do it to help my kid. So I would imagine Bruce is leaving that door open to help his.
Hey, shout out the dog, Shane. Georgia's in as an 8 seed. They'll be playing on Thursday against the number 9 seed St. Louis in Buffalo. Making a trip up to Buffalo? How about it?
Is it still snowing up there? I imagine.
I'm sure.
We're supposed to get snow here Monday. Why wouldn't we? It was 80 degrees today, so. Is it those things are putting in the clouds out of the airplanes? Does that have something to do with it, Mike?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. What is it called?
I don't know.
Hey, shout out number 4, Alabama, Shane. They made it. They're going to be playing in Tampa on Friday against Hofstra. Nice. The hell is Hofstra? I don't know, but they're going to get their ass whooped on Friday by Bama, number 4 Bama.
Upset Bama. Oh, my gosh. I bet Coach came home and just wiped out that coffee corner, said, the hell with this. Kids don't deserve coffee in the morning. We deserve wins in this house.
I thought that was the strangest thing. They were highlighting the guy drinks coffee in the morning. Like,
yeah,
wow.
He loves
breaking news, huh?
Yeah, he loves his giving his kids coffee in the morning. That's cool.
Oh, shout out, Shane. Tennessee, number 6 seed.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be playing. Ooh, they get one of these play-in winners. So it's Miami of Ohio. They did get in.
Oh, okay.
Miami of Ohio versus SMU. So whoever wins Miami of Ohio, SMU will play Tennessee on Friday in Philadelphia.
Hell yeah, Philly, baby.
So that means whoever Tennessee faces will, I mean, hopefully they'll be already worn down, you know, because they just had a game the day before or whatever, 2 days before, I think it is. But there you go. Tennessee's in. 6 seed, that's not really what you want, but
Could Thompson be worse. Bowling North, they call it, you know?
All right. Hey, ooh, Kentucky, number 7 seed.
They got in.
Number 7 seed. They're going to play Santa Clara on Friday. So, hey, if Kentucky and Tennessee, if they can advance a little bit. Remember, they played, what was it, last year? They played in the tournament? Mm-hmm. It was last year or the year prior. That could conceivably happen again. They'd each have to win 2 games, I think. But Kentucky, Tennessee in the NCAA tournament again?
I don't like it. I don't like it. These teams do not belong in the same bracket. So
I love that.
Are they in, I'm assuming they're up there too?
They're in the Midwest, each of them.
Okay.
So Tennessee's the 6, Kentucky's the 7.
Okay.
Right. Tennessee's in Philadelphia, and Kentucky's in St. Louis.
Hmm. Okay. That works. That works with me. I it's so funny to talk about 2 games because you're sitting there in the back. You're like, what if we just lose? You know, the first game, right? I'll just start working on next year.
I don't think Auburn's going to make it now, Shane. I really don't.
Yeah.
Because a couple of these bubble teams, they're in, and we have, I think they still got one more bracket to go.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. But I don't know. We'll see. Mm.
They got a video on the Auburn situation. I'm not watching this. I kind of like that, you know, because especially when they get all excited and stuff, you know, but it sucks when they like, you didn't get, it's almost like the NFL draft that's coming up. You know, you always feel bad for that one guy that's hung around for 2 days.
Right.
Oh, damn, he got this nice suit and everything.
I think that's why they don't have been there. Cause I don't know if Auburn was feeling too confident, you know,
they heard he cheated in Spanish class. So they're like, I don't know if his character's in question now.
Oh, and we got what's funny, Shane, is we do have Bruce Pearl in studio.
Yeah.
So he's finding out with us that his son is probably not going to. We'll see if he flips out and cusses anybody out.
Oh, he'll tweet about it. He'll tweet about it. He'll be like Garth Brooks. You seen Garth Brooks is now on Facebook. They made a deal about it. It's like some creepy video. Remember, he changed his identity to Chris Gaines there for a little bit.
Oh yeah,
you know, so
big Chris Gaines fan.
So a lot of people are like, this ain't Garth. This is Chris right here. I know it. But
would you ever consider that?
Go at what?
Instead of being Cousin Shane, being like Phil Stevenson, and you got hair and or you know, like you completely change.
Yeah, like Feinbaum, and I just get some hair on the outside.
No, you have to go way different. You have to be like,
totally.
You have to be like a workout bro.
Oh, shit.
Because that's what he did, wasn't it? Didn't he go from country to like emo?
To like a weird rock, and he had the little thing.
You have to completely change.
Damn, I would have
maybe
to
be like vegan or something.
Who's the guy that plays the little flute thing, you know, and he had long hair back in the day, 80s?
Kenny G?
Yeah. just start breaking out the saxophone. Working out all the time. I like that. You remember that show, what's his name? He has the devils giving him these wishes, but there's like always something a little bit off, like Bedazzled.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? You remember?
Uh-huh. And
you
remember Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, he's like, I want to be a basketball player. And of course, he's like this big, dumb player. And
Derek says, Shane would have considered an identity change if it got him out of that Miles.
I thought about it there for a minute. In fact, I thought I was going to pass out on that last one. That 3 miles was a little tough. I think when you get started, here's what happened. I'm doing the laps and everything, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I should be sneaking up on the half point mark, so 1.5 miles. And I looked at my watch, and I was like 0.8 miles, so I didn't even get one in. At that point, I kind of had a little mental breakdown, but I just kept – I was like, you know what? Let's just focus one lap at a time.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. I was completely proud of you, not only for getting it done, but coming to Nashville, and I thought – you know, I tried to pick out restaurants and stuff that were like 1 to 2 blocks away. And I thought you'd be like, can we get a car? And you were like, dude, I got this. I just did 5 miles, whatever. And you did it with ease. Of course, it probably helped when I was like, hey, let's go to this cafe that's got cheesecake and coffee. Yeah. And well, I also took you to get donuts.
I'll be honest, the cake one when I walked in, because as a fat guy, the first thing you do is you size up the chairs, right? And these are some delicate chairs. I was stressed. I was like, dude, I am about to fall in the middle of this restaurant eating this chocolate cake.
And the funniest thing, I'd never seen anybody do this, but the waiter came over. And because it's all fresh, all the dessert, they don't really have it on the menu because I think it changes daily. So they're not going to just keep printing menus, right? So you it's kind of like Cheesecake Factory. It wasn't Cheesecake Factory, but it's similar, right? Where you could go and you could look at the desserts. And so Shane, I guess, didn't really get a good eye on them. And they said, which one do you want? And he's like, something with chocolate. And he's the waiter started reading them off. Something. Shane's like, yes. And he's like, well, how about this? Da 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 da. Second one. Shane's like, yes. It didn't matter what the guy said. Shane was just agreeing with him.
He knew me. I knew him. We knew this was going to work out regardless. Once I heard there was no berries involved, I was like, yeah, we're in. So, but it was funny because it's a little tight area, right? And I'm sitting there in that chair. I'm sweating my ass off. Mike doesn't know, but I'm basically in a half squat here. I'm not like sitting all on the chair, you know, because I felt bad for these little peg leg things, but yeah, I was ready to knock that out and get out of there. It kind of took away a little bit from the ambiance. Now that other one, if you ever get a chance, I don't know what that little area is called, but it's phenomenal. But was it Five Daughters Bakery or something?
Yeah. Hey, real quick, Shane.
Yeah.
Florida, number one seed out of the South. That's again, there was some debate. They're going to be a one or a two. So they're going to be playing in Tampa. Wonder if Liquid's going to get down there. Number one, Florida in the South region. They're going to play the winner of Prairie View A&M Lehigh, a high school team. Man, you can't get it much better than that if you're the Gators, can you?
No, you better not lose that one. Yeah, better not lose that one. Get the starters out in like 5 minutes into that thing.
Okay. Oh, and here we go, Shane. Vanderbilt, number five seed in the South region. They're going to be playing in Oklahoma City on Thursday.
Okay.
They just announced it. They got the cameras on them. And we're about to find out who they will be playing in Oklahoma City on Thursday. McNeese.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. That was
the... that Steve McNair?
No. That's where Coach O went.
Coach O. Okay. McNeese. Where did... No, I'm thinking somewhere else.
Eric McNair went to Alcorn, I think.
Alcorn, okay, yeah. That was close.
Basically the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, hey, shout out, who was it? Oh, Vol Tiger. There's a possibility, Shane.
Yeah.
We could get Florida Vanderbilt again.
I was thinking that. That would be an awesome game.
They each have to win two games.
Yeah.
And they would meet in the South region. So they just had an epic game in the SEC championship. But again, that's so stupid to do that, you know?
I don't think that the two SEC, well, again, it's skewed because of seeding, but I feel like if you played in the championship, not just SEC, but Big Ten championship, whatever, I do not feel like you should be in the same area. You know, you should be on the opposite end at least.
Yeah. Someone else play Florida.
They're trying to get us. You know what they're doing? They're just trying to eliminate them Southeastern Conference teams. If you can't beat them, let them beat themselves, you know?
They're so biased, Shane.
I know. Not us.
Okay, so we're down to the last few. Sad to say, I don't think Auburn's getting in, but there's three more matchups, two more matchups. They could, if they're the final two, they're in.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. The last two in the South region. Yeah, like, why not put Vanderbilt down here in the bottom?
Yeah. Maybe they're saving Auburn a spot.
Maybe, Shane. We're down to the last. Oh, A&M made it, Shane. Thursday. They're going to be playing St. Mary's, number seven seed.
Oh, man.
Oklahoma City on Thursday. So we got to squeeze in one more SEC team. And then we're in the final two. Houston. So yeah. Auburn, if it's Auburn, very last spot in the tournament, 15 seed. Idaho. I almost tricked you and said of Auburn just to see what your reaction. But no, Auburn. Mm-mm-mm.
What are they, vandals? Is that what they call them?
Just vandalized this bracket, you know?
Somebody just flipped a TV off the wall. I can feel it. There's one guy down there that says, the hell has our program got to? We ain't even making the tournament.
Hey, I didn't count, but shout out JC. He said 10 from the SEC. So that ain't bad. 10 out of 16, I'll take it.
What's what I'm thinking? There's six teams that didn't, and one of them's Auburn. If I'd have told you that at the start of the season, you would have said, you're nuts. You're absolutely nuts.
Yeah, and Oklahoma, they probably just missed it as well.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of collapses this season that finally caught up to them. But again, if they were picking the teams that were playing the best right now, I think Oklahoma would have made it. I don't think that's the way you can, you know, that's not fair because you got to honor the whole season. But
you can't spell Auburn without NIT. That's what
I think you can. I like look at Sooner says Boomer. We out.
We out. Hey, we're a football school, right? Speaking of, you were talking about interviews. One that I didn't get to sit in on, but was fantastic. Dari, I enjoyed the hell out of that one. So if the Cousins haven't got a chance to hear his story, was really, really awesome. And then of course Trey. Plenty of Texas and Texas A&M fans out there heard about Trey this week, but also an awesome interview. Those two are currently up, so be sure to check those out and give it a thumbs up. Really do appreciate you.
Yeah, sometimes when I, tweet.
And Neil. I forgot Neil.
Yeah.
That's like the finish line. Somebody's saying, what's your goal? It's like, well, if I keep working out, I look like Neil, you know?
I didn't tag Trey on a Texas clip that I did.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want him to be bombarded because I had a feeling it was going to be a good one. And it was. But the problem is now everybody thinks I said it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just shared what he said. And it ain't my fault, you know?
You know Mike, though. Yeah. He hates Texas.
can't get away with anything. You know what?
No. But I do like that. It's a highlight every year because we get more and more in there. We've had a few that we got scheduling kind of messed up there, but look forward to doing that every year. Kind of a longer format, so we're able to just kind of really break bread with them. And I like it. It's just like I said, there's nothing, you're not going to see interviews like this anywhere else. So appreciate Mike hosting it and putting all that together.
Yeah. And then sorry to cut you off, but there was a, you said you were enjoying 12 South and you want to, not a sponsor, not yet, but shout out Five Daughters.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You walk in, it's like a little house. And then I guess the kitchen area is all donuts and pastries and stuff like that. I got the meat sweat as soon as I got in there, man. Cause I was just, what am I going to get? I was afraid of what I was going to leave out of the box, but nailed it. And then once I got it, Mike was like, hey, we're gonna stop here. And I was like, all I could think about was that little pink box. And I was like, I gotta take this in with me. I can't have these donuts melt.
He carried it like it was a loaf of diamonds.
yeah, I did, man. It did not, you know, like them old ones, I got a handcuff and it's like chained to the box. They were not leaving my side, so. And they did not make it home. Of course, you knew that.
No, I gave Billy Lucci a ride back to his hotel, and I came back. I said, how were the donuts? He didn't even know that I knew he ate them. You know what I mean? I knew, Shane. You can't leave him alone with a box of donuts and expect there's going to be any left.
Well, it did help. I had my insulin pen out, so. Just kidding. I'm not dieting.
And I forgot all about going to the breakfast place. I opened up one of my tacos. Oh, this is the wrong one. I look over, Shane's eating all his. So he ate one of mine. He didn't even slow down or didn't even comment, hey, I don't think this was mine. He just kept eating it all.
Well, to be honest, Mike, so they got them numbered at this place. Right? And there's a whole bunch of ingredients on there that I don't know. You know, I don't even know what that word means. So I just went,
You know the word egg, though.
Egg, yeah, but again, I ate one the other day. I still have no idea what was on the damn thing. I told you, I said, this was phenomenal. So I tried to order the same three tacos that I ordered the day before. And I got about halfway through it, and I realized that something was probably off here. But there's no way Mike would have made a mistake and got the wrong one, so I just went with it.
Blame it on me, huh?
It was good. It was good. But honestly, I liked the one that I was looking for, the one you ate better. So,
so I guess I won in the end, huh?
Yeah, you won. You're welcome. You should be thanking me.
Well, speaking of winning.
Yes.
Debut. Over, under, win totals have been released. These are official now. This isn't Shane and I trying to guess. And man, Ole Miss fans pissed off at me because of what FanDuel says. Not me, Shane. This is FanDuel. Again, shout out FanDuel. So let's go through these one at a time. Texas and Georgia over under win totals. This is just regular season, so you can't count playoff, SEC championship, bowl game, none of that. Texas and Georgia, 9.5. Let's go through their schedules here. Texas, Texas State, Ohio State, UTSA, all those at home, at Tennessee, bye week, Oklahoma and Dallas, Florida, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, all at home, at Mizzou, at LSU, Arkansas at home, at A&M. So according to FanDuel, over under 9.5. Where would you lean if you had to lean today, Shane?
Over. But not by much, obviously, because then you're having a perfect season. So I really don't. I'm not going to touch this one. This one's too high. I don't like these that are kind of sitting at the top. It's just the margin of error is just so small. But I do think that Texas is going to be a team that will compete potentially in the SEC championship game. If you were to ask me, if I had to pick two teams, they'd be one of them. Definitely making it to the playoffs. And to do that, they're going to have success this season. So, yeah, I kind of sit there at that 10-win mark, which is 0.5 over. I that's just a little too close for me, but I still like the over.
And which game, if they, let's say there's one game, which, like if Texas wins it, you're confident they'll go or you know, kind of like the one that could be the one that determines whether Texas goes over under 9.5. That's the win total. Yeah. Is there one where you're like, oh, man, if I knew they win or lose that, that would help me make this prediction?
It's tough for me to not pick the easy one here, Ohio State. But if I was excluding that one, I would say winning the Red River. If I knew they got beyond Oklahoma, I feel like, yeah, it's 10 is very feasible.
See, I would have thought you would have said one of the away games, given, you know, the offensive line is somewhat of an issue.
Yeah.
Away games have plagued them last year at Tennessee, at LSU, at A&M. Of course, they own A&M.
Yeah.
Tennessee will be breaking in a new starter. But, I mean, these are very, very difficult road environments, you know.
I just, for me, early in the season, Ohio State, I think that's the easy one. But Oklahoma, another team destined to compete for a playoff spot.
We'll talk about them here in a second. But hey, we just had breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Bruce Pearl.
Oh, he's out. Has he got his shirt off?
He said he's proud of his son, Shane.
Oh, that's good.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Auburn fans are not proud of his son.
He literally just said that on TV. All right, how about Georgia? 8.5, or should be 9.5. So again, they are tied with Texas. Highest over-under win total in the SEC, according to FanDuel. Tennessee State, Western Kentucky, both at home. At Arkansas, Oklahoma at home, Vanderbilt at home, at Bama, Auburn at home. Then you get your bye week, and then you play Florida this year. It's in Atlanta, a little bit, little mix-up, or change-up, I should say. At Ole Miss, which... Man, they played you tough. They've beaten you a couple times here lately. Missouri at home, at Carolina, Georgia Tech, which is a lot better these days.
Yeah.
9.5 over-under on Georgia. Which way would you lean here?
I'm going over as well.
You just could go over on all these damn things.
I mean, we did talk about how, and again, I use this word loosely here, easy the schedule is. There's no Texas. There's no Tennessee. No LSU. You know, there's some tough games. Mizzou's not on here. Oh, wait, they are. But some of the tough games that Georgia has will be at home, you know. So for me, it's like, okay, even if they lose, let's say, Alabama, Ole Miss, not saying that happens, Can they still win out? And I can see that being a possibility there. So give me the over
on
Georgia.
Well, you could argue their two toughest is on the road. You love Bama for some reason and Ole Miss.
Well, I'm just saying, even if they lost those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They duck Tennessee. I mean, that's a break for them.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. No Texas, no Tennessee, LSU. So
I think they'd rather play Tennessee
A&M.
Than a lot of these teams.
You say that now. Wait till we get there over under.
All right. So let's do LSU. New school, LSU, 8.5. Shane, here's the schedule. Clemson at home, Louisiana Tech at home, at Ole Miss, A&M at home, second year in a row, which is pretty wild. McNeese at home, at Kentucky, Mississippi State at home, at Auburn. Then you get your bye. Bama at home, Texas at home, at Tennessee, at Arkansas, over under 8.5.
We're going to go over. We're going to go over here, just barely. This may be the 1-9-3 team that gets in. You know, I'm not super confident, and the reason I'm not is because mainly the first month of the schedule, Clemson, Ole Miss, A&M, a lot of
they may get three losses in September.
I feel like LSU's one of those teams that's going to get better as they go, but they cannot afford to make a, let's say it like it is, Lane Kiffin makes dumb mistakes early in his, you know. I think of the Kentucky game. I think of the, that was a little bit later in the season, but that Florida game, you know, some of those that sneak up on you, you can't have that with this LSU schedule and expect to make a playoff. So I like the over, but not by much.
All right. How about A&M, Shane? 8.5. Here's their schedule. Missouri State, Arizona State, Kentucky, all those at home. At LSU, Arkansas at home, at Mizzou, Citadel at home, at Bama, bye week, at Carolina, Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, and then Texas at home. Over, under 8.5, according to FanDuel. Which way you lean?
I'm going to go under here. Yeah, not by much. I think we're back to 8-4. But, and Billy convinced me, right? I mean, And hell, A&M fans are probably happy that I'm not pulling for them this season. But, you know, I'm concerned about the offensive line. I'm concerned about, you know, just the growth, the maturation of Marcel Reed or lack thereof. Mm-hmm. I just haven't seen that elite play yet. So, I think not by much, but I feel like the under is going to be the move here.
Same question I've asked. If there's a guarantee game here, win or lose, that would kind of determine whether A&M goes over or under 8.5. They're over under. Which game is that, you think?
It's a really good question, Mike, and I think it's going to be a road game. And honestly, probably the Sooners. I know I said that earlier on another team, but when you think about Texas A&M and they kind of fall off toward the end of the season, and that's a very daunting run, starting from Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Texas. But I think between the orange teams, that Oklahoma one on the road is probably going to be the scariest one. And if they could do that, I feel like that would give them enough momentum in that Texas matchup. So that's kind of that one I'm looking at.
I think you missed it again.
Never.
I think it's Texas.
Clip it.
If they beat Texas, I think they'll get at least a 9.
Well,
if they lose to Texas, I don't think they're getting a 9. Does that make sense?
It does, but I don't want to just pick Texas and Georgia for everything. You know, I'm thinking about games that, and I'm not saying that they can't beat Texas. I'm just saying that odds are they're going to be a little bit closer for Oklahoma. They're going to be a little bit closer for Tennessee. And when I say they, I mean, you know, gambling lines. Alabama, right. More of a coin toss. Those type games that you're sitting there at the start of the season and say, well, that's a win, loss, or toss. I feel like it's going to be one of those toss games that may cost them, from going over. So
I saw in the comments, Shane, they said, are you prepared to walk miles for every win over 8 they get?
Jesus Christ, guys. I just, well, yeah.
You'll have a year to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, they ain't happening. Clip it. Clip it. 8-4, I'll do.
What if they go 16-0?
Oh, wait, shit. Are we talking postseason two? No, this is regular season.
I think you got to do the whole thing. Because you ain't betting them to go to the playoff. If you think they're going under 8.5.
I'll say this. If it's 1 mile, yes. If it's a 2 mile like Vanderbilt was.
No, just one. Just one.
Yeah, one.
So the max you'll have to do is 8. If A&M goes undefeated and wins the net, I mean, how likely is that?
It's not. But postseason's when I work. They're not going to playoffs. So at the most, they would probably be sitting there at 9. So that's right. 1. Yeah. Yeah. Put me down for that. Ain't happening.
Congratulations to A&M on your 16-0 season.
Damn, wouldn't that be something?
All right, how about Bama, Shane? 8.5 according to FanDuel, the over-under win total. Yeah. ECU, Eastern Carolina, at Kentucky, Florida State at home, Carolina at home, at Mississippi State, Georgia at home, at Tennessee, Texas A&M at home, then you get your bye, at LSU, at Vanderbilt, UT, Chattanooga at home, and Auburn at home, over under 8.5.
Over, big time. This may be the best bet on the board right here. Row tie. Where are you at, Steve-O?
We're not counting. We're not saying losses, right? Not 8 losses.
No. You son of a.
Is there one game that'll dictate it for you more than any other?
Well, for me, I look beyond the 4-game stretch of Georgia, Tennessee, A&M, LSU, just removing those completely. Now you can't really, can you? You got to win one of those. So that's it. Just win one of those. You have to win one of those. I think they win the other ones.
Hey, I have an interesting conversation. Maybe I'll reach out. I'll try to get this guy's contact. But anybody that missed it, and you may have, because the SEC basketball tournament, I know I did, and they didn't have him on air, but Paul Feinbaum did. You know, he still does his radio show during the tournament. Very interesting interview, Shane. You may want to go check it out, but he had a sports agent on there, a guy that does these NIL deals.
Yeah.
He basically said Alabama's cooked because they're lowballing everybody. They think they don't have to pay. He said, I can tell you who's going to be good in the years to come because – there's teams that are doing this right. There's teams that are, he says, they still think they're getting the Saban discount. And that's why they can't get any good play. He said, I had a Bama guy. He's at Virginia now.
Yeah.
He was laughing. He was like, Virginia's outbidding damn Alabama. So, I don't know. This is an under for me. I mean, I think their 8.5 is 1,000% off reputation, not on the product that they're going to put on the field next year.
Maybe that's what I'm doing. I still have the Nick Saban effect here. I'm still giving him that discount. Give me the over.
Yeah, and that means you'll probably be right. It seems like I'm wrong about Alabama every damn year. All right, how about Oklahoma, Shane? 7.5 over-under win total according to FanDuel. UTEP at home, at Michigan, New Mexico, I believe that is, at home, at Georgia. Then you get your bye. You get Texas, of course, in Dallas, Kentucky at home, at Mississippi State, Carolina at home, at Florida, Ole Miss at home, A&M at home, at Mizzou. 7.5. What the hell? They hate the Sooners.
You know, it's funny. On Twitter, Oklahoma fans blew it up. When we put it on TikTok, it was Ole Miss. So give me the over. They've convinced me. No question. Give me, give me multiple games over.
That might be the easiest one on the board.
I'm telling you, it's liquid. It's money. They're just giving away money at this point.
Now, what if I hate to even utter this sentence, Shane? What if they lose to Michigan? How confident are? I mean, again, they could still. I mean, let's say Michigan may just been, Michigan had a good record last year. I didn't really watch them except I watched them get destroyed by Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah.
But let's say, you know, now they got a quality coach. I still think they got talent. I really don't know, though. I don't follow them too much. So I'm not saying it would completely derail the season.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a huge red flag.
That would be. That would be. I would only argue home games, too. I feel like you've got to.
Yeah.
You've got to own the home games this season. You lose one of those, then you're not hitting the over.
Hmm. Well.
Yeah.
Because I think they conceivably could beat Mississippi State, Florida, and Missouri.
Right.
On the road. And perhaps get to the over. But, yeah, I think you gotta win your home games. All right, how about, you know who else got to win their home game, Shane?
Who's that?
Ole Miss is 7.5. Yeah. They're pissed off on the TikToks, apparently. So let's break it down. The Ole Miss Rebels, their schedule, Louisville, and now it's in Nashville, so neutral game. Charlotte at home, LSU at home, game of the year, perhaps. At Florida, then you get your bye. At Vanderbilt, Mizzou at home. At Texas, Auburn at home, Georgia at home, at Oklahoma, the puppies of Wofford come to town, and then the Egg Bowl, Mississippi State at home, over under 7.5. What the hell are they thinking, Shane?
They made a mistake here. They let this one slip by. Give me the over. Did they not get the news that they got their quarterback back?
I think they're thinking, you know, Lane was the entire operation, perhaps.
Mike, but I will say, you tell me the game, it's September 5th. It's that season opener, Louisville. You drop that one, all bets are off. I mean, jump off the ship before it sinks. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. I think at Florida could be tricky, too.
Yeah, could be. Definitely, but I feel like Ole Miss will be, I mean, they'll be humming by that game. So that'll be a really good game. Got a bye week right around, so no, I'm not as worried if they lose
a heartbreaker to LSU. I'd be very concerned about a trip to Florida.
September we talked about LSU's opening, four games. Ole Miss is kind of in that same boat. I don't think the teams are as good, but you definitely could see a scenario. You start out the year 2-2, or everything just implodes at that point. Then we start firing Pete Golden. Maybe that's why we haven't seen him. They're holding on to this information like, we're going to release it if we start sucking.
All right, how about Florida, Shane? 6.5 over-under win total according to FanDuel. FAU and the Camels of Campbell at home. At Auburn, yeah. Ole Miss at home. At Missouri, Carolina at home. At Texas, bye week, you get Georgia in Atlanta. A little bit of a home cooking for the Dawgs.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma at home, at Kentucky, Vanderbilt at home, at Florida State, over under 6.5.
Oh, man. That's a tough one. So you're looking at 7 games, and I'm going to go over mainly because of I like John Sumrall, and second, some of these awesome interviews that are about to drop. There was some little seeds planted on why I should like this team more than I do. So give me the over.
Yeah. Everybody's going over. Yeah. Well, it's March, so hey, optimism and all that. How about Auburn? Are you still hyped on old Auburn? Also, over under 6.5, Baylor in Atlanta. What the hell are we doing, Auburn administration, you cowards? Southern Miss at home, Florida at home, Vanderbilt at home. You got a new coach. Imagine playing your first four all at home. You could have had that. That still pisses me off. Apologies. At Tennessee, then you get your bye at Georgia. LSU at home, at Ole Miss, Arkansas at home, at Mississippi State, Samford at home, at Alabama, in the Iron Bowl. Over under 6.5, Shane.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go over 0.5. Yeah, barely. I'm not saying we blow this one out of the water, but this
7.
One, yeah.
Where are the 7?
Set well, I think
the math ain't math in here,
one,
Shane.
1, 2, 3. Let me do my counting here. 4, 5, 6. Oh shit. That means you gotta beat one of those guys. Give me over.
But what I'm saying is you can't say Auburn's beating Florida and then Florida's beating Auburn.
I know. I did do that, didn't I?
Yeah.
How'd you know that's the game I had circled?
Because you're just picking everybody to win every game.
Yeah, I'm doing that. And maybe they catch one. Auburn's going to be one of those that may catch one of these, like one of these losses, like Ole Miss. Give me over. They're going to beat like an Ole Miss or probably a
Tennessee. Ole Miss is going under.
Well, the number was really low for Ole Miss, so I think we're right on par. My math is mathing. Oh, here's one under.
Missouri?
No. Oh, Vanderbilt. I thought we were going to it.
Missouri.
Oh, over.
Peanut butter at Kansas. Troy at home. At Mississippi State. Florida at home. Tennessee or Texas A&M at home. At Ole Miss. Bye. At Arkansas. Texas at home. At Georgia. Kentucky at home. Oklahoma at home. Over under 6.5.
Definitely over. Definitely over.
Where are the six?
The six?
Or excuse me, seven. They need to get seven.
Well, the first four, there's mm-hmm. that one. There's Arkansas, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky, 6.
Right.
And then you catch one. We'll say either the Florida Gators or...
But then Florida's not going over.
Well, let's say it's just Texas's only loss. How about that? Not saying that they're going to, but they find one in that mix there. So, 7.
Well, all right.
Can't argue. Can't argue with that.
Well, it's just cheap if you're going to go over. I mean, not everybody could go over. So people got to go under.
We're getting to it. We're getting to it right now. This is an over for me. I'm over your bullshit. Let's go to the next one.
Tennessee going under?
No,
6.5.
Nah,
Furman at home. At Georgia Tech. Kennesaw at home. Texas at home. Auburn at home. At Arkansas.
3, 4.
Bama at home. At Carolina. Bye. 5, Kentucky at home. 6. At A&M.
Oh, yeah.
LSU over. At home. And then over. At Vanderbilt.
Yeah, first three games, Auburn, Arkansas, South Carolina, possibly Kentucky, Vanderbilt. I mean, yeah.
When's the last time they've won at Carolina?
Probably the last time we were there, right? No, we didn't do 22, so it'd been 20. Did we play during COVID? I would imagine that's when.
Yeah, that was the first game.
Yeah. Well, of course, the even years, I can't remember how that played out, but it seems like we beat them. But, yeah, it's been a minute, but we're due.
I don't think they've beaten Beamer at home.
Speaking of, be talking to Coach Beamer tomorrow. I'll ask him. I'll ask him the last time.
he'll know. All right, and then so Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
Over under 6.5. Austin Peay, Delaware, and NC State all at home.
Yeah.
At Auburn, at Georgia, Ole Miss at home, Arkansas at home, at Kentucky, bye, at Mississippi State, Bama at home, at Florida, Tennessee at home.
Under.
Does it surprise you that they're this high?
Honestly, it does. It does. But then it worries me too, right? Because I think a lot of folks like myself are going to be like, well, Pavi is gone, you know? Eli's gone. It's just they're going to have to rebuild this team. How do they maintain? But what if they do? You know, what if this isn't so much a product of Pavi as it is a product of Coach Lee and the coaches he's brought into that? So, yeah, Vanderbilt could be. I may be, and I shouldn't be. I'd probably be the one that should be like all on Vanderbilt now that I walked all these miles. But maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want me to keep picking against them.
I was just thinking that, Shane. The one team that's forced you to exercise for the first time in years is the only team you're picking to go under.
So far, yeah. Well, no, I picked A&M.
How interesting. You hate exercise that bad.
Yeah, I thought about them the whole time, man.
All right, Kentucky, 5.5, according to FanDuel. Uh-huh. Youngstown State at home, Bama at home. At A&M, South Alabama at home, at Carolina, LSU at home, at Oklahoma, Vanderbilt at home, bye week, at Tennessee, Florida at home, at Mizzou, Louisville at home.
Under. I'm not buying into the Stein Brigade up there.
What did Kentucky do to you?
Nothing. Well, they put us in the same bracket. You know, that sucks. But other than
Kentucky didn't do that.
I know. Kentucky didn't do anything. Actually, Kentucky's rather lovely. I don't know if you've been up there, but now that all the folks have bought up the real estate here in Tennessee, they're like, hey, Kentucky's not so bad, you know? So,
yeah, we love bourbon over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then we got Carolina, 5.5. Ooh. who are their schedule? Kent State, Towson, and Mississippi State all at home, mm-hmm. at Bama, Kentucky at home, at Florida, bye week, Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, A&M at home, at Arkansas, Georgia at home, at Clemson, over five and a half, over under.
Over. Not only is it even year, but I really do think they start out the season 3-0. You know, like I told you about Kentucky, so there's the fourth. And then you're looking at Arkansas, 5, and then Clemson, 6. So at least 6 wins next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think they should do more than that.
That's a safe bet right there. That's printing money is what that is. Get on it.
I wouldn't go that far. you saw they only won 4 games last year, right?
Yeah, but they're due. They're due.
I don't know about safe. All right, Mississippi State, speaking of unsafe, 4.5. ULM at home, at Minnesota, at Carolina, Mizzou at home, Bama at home, bye week, at LSU, Oklahoma at home, at Texas, Vandy at home, Auburn at home, Tennessee Tech at home, at Ole Miss, over under 4.5.
I'll say it this way. Wouldn't surprise me if it goes over, but if I had to put $100 on it, I'd take the under.
Yeah. It's kind of depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It is. But somebody's got to be a loser, right?
One out of 15's got to be a loser.
They got to be, right? There's 6 teams that didn't make the tournament. Those losers, we got to talk about them every now and then, right?
All right, and then last, Arkansas, 4.5. You got Northern Alabama, I think that is, at Utah, Georgia at home, Tulsa at home, at A&M, Tennessee at home, at Vanderbilt, bye week, Missouri at home, at Auburn, Carolina at home, at Texas, LSU at home.
I see why Ty likes to golf so much. That's a little teaser for the Ty interview that's coming out. He may have been switching sports when he saw this schedule. Give me the under here. Oh, it could be a sad year for the Razorbacks, but awesome year for basketball.
Yeah.
They're a basketball school, you know? They're a baseball school.
They got that going.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Anything else, buddy? I think that's all we got on this one. You know, I probably missed a lot of spring football. I would be going back and trying to. It's just been a busy week with all the interviews and the tournament and everything like that. So I don't want people to think we're overlooking spring football. We will certainly get back to a lot of that. We're going to be posting a lot of these interviews here. So probably not going to be a ton of live shows the next couple of days. Steven will be on tomorrow. Marler, I just never know about that guy. But hope the plan is to have him on. But beyond that, and who knows? I might be hopping on for some tournament reactions.
Yeah,
some fun stuff like that. But the schedule's going to be a little wonky here. But a lot of great content coming.
Oh yeah, there'll be plenty coming. So just have the notifications on. That's the main thing, because we go live, we can hang out. I'm going to be doing more of that myself. So if Mike's not around, I may just pop in and see what you guys are up to. But appreciate all the cousin support, and had a blast. Thanks for everybody that was able to come in to the studio this week. I know you guys are really going to enjoy that. We've already, like I said, got a few of those up. So next few days, try to give those listens or give those a like up. Shout out to JP, gifting a membership. Come on, cuz, appreciate you. I'm just ready. I'm ready for the tournament's going to be wild. We're going to do that March Madness. It's always fun doing that because we like to talk shit in there. So, like I said, jump in the Discord and hang out with us.
I might just give some gifts, Shane, to the winners.
Oh, including me, even when I win? Come on.
You ain't winning.
You know, it's always funny. You always hear those stories like, you know, who had the best bracket? It was like a 4-year-old or something. You know, his dad let his kid pick out the teams.
So you're the four-year-old here, huh?
I probably know less about basketball than everybody that's in here right now. They know it, right? And so when I get on there and I pick him because of jersey colors, I may win after all.
Do you know less about basketball than Stephen Pearl, though.
I know less about barbecue than Bruce.
All right, buddy. So I guess that's all we got. Shout out again, JP. He gifted Shane. I just saw it. It was Aaron Morgan. Aaron,
welcome to the family.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode. Stay locked in. We got lots of content coming. And enjoy the NCAA tournament. We'll catch
See you guys on the next one.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.